107. Good morning and happy Tuesday. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Hey, stay tuned. We've got FSU tickets to give away coming up.
Big game. Clemson. We're ready.
I know. That's a big game.
It is a big game.
Number four, right? Clemson's number four right now?
Yes. And so. We're coming off a couple of losses.
Yeah.
So we need a victory here. We're gonna go over for that.
Yeah,
we'll be there.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
All right, so you'll have to bring your binoculars and look for Mr. Wiggins at the game too. That's perfect.
Absolutely.
That's coming up this weekend. So we're going to be giving away tickets here on Pep Talk this morning. So make sure you save our number 850-437-1620. Also, it's the Garden Line. It's Tuesday. So if you would like to get your questions in this morning, please do 850-437-1620. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. Jenna, we are in for a weather change,
looks
like.
Mm-hmm. Some moisture.
Which is not bad. As we all know, especially those of us who been in Pensacola a long time, know that October is just historically a very, very dry month.
Mm-hmm.
So this no rain situation we're in is nothing new. It happens almost every year. But it looks like tomorrow, there's a great chance of rain. I don't know how much rain. I wish it would just rain all day and be done with it. But it looks like it's going to rain. I don't know. I've seen different percentages. 60%, 70%. I do hope we get some. And then the temperatures are really going to cool. We're going to get down into the 50s at night for the rest of the week. And that's headed to fall or headed to winter, if you will. It's going to be a big weather change, which
we
I don't
do
think
need
is
some,
not all bad.
We need some water, though.
Oh, we definitely need water. Oh, there's no doubt. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today because some of our plants and shrubs and such as that are under stress because of the lack of rain, and we need to kind of look at some of the things that we need to do moving forward. I do want to mention one thing before we go, because this is, I think you and I have done this every year.
Yeah.
Because people always say, Mike, from a gardening standpoint, when is the first freeze in Pensacola?
Hmm.
Okay. Well, we don't know here on the Garden Line.
But
here's some fun stats about that. It says there's a 10% chance that we will have the first freeze on November 11th.
What?
10% only. Then I'm going to jump ahead. There's a 40% chance we'll have our first freeze on December the 5th. Okay. Jump way ahead, 80% on December 28th, and 90% chance we'll have our first freeze by January 7th.
Hmm.
So the accuracy of these stats are really debatable.
I can believe the January 7th one for sure.
You think so? You think we won't have a freeze until the next year?
Yeah, I don't really see it happening until closer to January.
Exactly. I do remember this, though, and I bet a lot of our listeners do remember, my goodness, when back in the 80s, was it? When on December, I guess it was almost, maybe it was Christmas Eve, not Christmas Eve, but it was the end of December where we went down to single digits.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wrecked havoc on so many of our plants and turf and everything else.
Yeah.
Because we're just not used to that. And of course, what happens to many of our plants when you have a cold like that, a record cold, that's probably the 100-year cold.
Sure.
You don't see the damage till much, much later, sometimes into the summer when Japanese yews, for example, which are bulletproof. I mean, they are great plants for some height and all of that, and we use them all over the place in landscaping in Pensacola. But I remember some of the Japanese yews just started to go downhill in the June, July time frame after the December freeze. So let's hope we don't go there.
Yeah,
this year, we just
exactly.
don't need that. Because last year, we had a very mild winter. We had one really cold spell. But otherwise, it wasn't that bad at all.
No, it got a little chilly. It was kind of off and on throughout January and then February. We had some cold, wet days.
I remember that. That's exactly right. Well, what we may want to talk about today are some of the things we can do or should do now that the weather is going to get cooler. And I think we need to do the one that so many people are concerned about, and that's weed control. And we've talked about this on the Garden Line many times, but now that the temperatures are going to be in the 50s or low 60s and high 70s, low 80s during the day, it is a perfect time for your post-emergence weed control.
Okay.
If you've got a patch of dollar weed in your St. Augustine or in your centipede or in your zoysia, this is the time to do it. Go for it right now. Follow the directions. We always say that. Read that label. Be sure that the weed killer you're using is one that is allowed for your particular type of grass. So you have to be very, very careful with that. You've got to do your arithmetic. How many tablespoonfuls per gallon, how many gallons per 100 square feet, and all of that. And then, of course, Jenna, we've always talked about using your integrated pest management philosophy, yes. Whereas only treat where you need to. You don't need to get that weed killer and spray your whole yard if you don't have weeds over your whole yard. So just be selective and use those chemicals only where they're needed. And then be careful, of course. Be careful for yourself. Long sleeve shirt, hat, mask, all that type of stuff. But it is a good time for that. Insofar as your weed and feed, which we don't like to use that, just don't even think about it. Let's talk about real quick your pre-emergence. Let's wait a bit. Let's wait till we get into November and use your pre-emergence to keep future weeds from coming up. Now is the time to use your post-emergence weed control, which controls those broadleaf weeds,
yes,
that are there. So that's kind of the timing. And this weather we're going to have kind of makes the conditions really perfect for that.
Well, there you go. That's great. Yeah. Awesome. That's really good news. We like to start off with good news here on Pep Talk. Mike Wiggins is here. It's the Garden Line. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. I'm Jenna Barr. If you'd like to text into News Radio 923-850-437-1620, we will have to take a short break here coming up in just a couple of seconds. I do have a couple questions coming in about repairing damage from sod webworms, also identifying some trees and shrubs. So we're going to do that for you. Get those questions in soon. Also, save the number, because when you hear the FSU war chant, that means it's time to give away some tickets for the upcoming home game, the 15th, against Clemson. It's a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal.
So
I will see you there.
He's already ready.
I'm ready.
His elbows are warming up
exactly,
over here.
Exactly. I've got my FSU gear. Got my shirts all ready to go.
Yeah. Look at you. All right. So save our number. We're going to be doing some giveaways here coming up shortly on the Garden Line. 850-437-1620.
What keeps you waiting? Let's take our time, just moving slow.
Good morning, 9:17.
And who is that?
So that's a Nathaniel, is it?
Nathaniel Radcliffe.
Is that what that is?
And the Night Sweats.
The Night Sweats.
The Night Sweats.
As you brought me something new today.
Well, I tell you what, I have a member of my family went out to Austin, Texas to see some concerts, which is a great music city, by the way, in Austin.
Oh, 100%.
And came back saying, Dad, you would really like this guy. Nathaniel Radcliffe and the Night Sweats. I don't know. What a name.
That's hilarious.
But anyway, it's kind of a toe tapper.
I like it. It's too. Very smooth. Very smooth.
And that was the adjective that they used when they came out.
Oh, okay.
Said, Dad, this is kind of smooth music. You wouldn't believe it from the name of the band.
Right.
But it is.
Night Sweats and smooth don't really go together, but sure. All right. That was good.
Anyway.
All right. You can find it on the Garden Line. If you go to Spotify, you can actually find the music that we play on the show right there. If you go to Spotify, look for Garden Line News Radio 92.3. So we were talking before the break about what? What was it? I said...
Sod webworm stuff. Oh, we're talking about weed control.
Yes. But then somebody was saying, how do I repair some damage from sod webworms?
That's a great question. That is a great question. Because St. Augustine, and really only St. Augustine, centipede and zoysia, really not so much, are susceptible to two basic fall insects, chinch bugs and sod webworms. Now, the chinch bugs will literally suck the juices out of the plant and attack the roots, and can really damage your lawn, where you might next spring have to go in and do some resodding.
Mm-hmm.
But the sod webworms are unique in that they only eat the blade of grass. They don't mess with the roots. So generally, with proper water, fertilization, mowing, all that stuff, your areas affected by sod webworms will come back. It may, if we continue with this cool weather, you're not going to get a whole lot of new growth this winter. But next spring, I think you're probably going to be okay. The one thing you've got to do is be sure you're analyzing it correctly, that it is sod webworms and not chinch bugs, and quite frankly, not that Rhizoctonia brown patch fungus. Sometimes they can all look alike because just the grass turns brown. But you have to be sure you know what you're doing, because you might have to do some replacement if it's a chinch bug situation this fall. But if it's sod webworms, I wouldn't do anything and just wait and see if that grass comes back next spring. And it certainly should. It really should.
Okay. So it just takes time.
Yeah. Just on if it's sod webworm damage, take your time. But one other thing. If you, for example, have chinch bug damage and it's really bad and it just looks horrible, there's nothing wrong with this time of year, as cool as it's getting, to do some sodding. The ground is still warm. The roots are going to grow. Just because we're moving into the cooler temperatures, if one needs to do any sodding, have at it. It's a good time of year to do that also.
Okay.
Plus, if you're going to do it yourself, it's not as hot getting out there and doing all of that work. So, you could put sod any kind, centipede, zoysia, St. Augustine, you name it. You could do it this time of year and be very successful.
Okay, excellent. That's good news there, too. Here's a question. Now, we're going to identify, I'm still looking up a little bit, the tree that we were texted in a picture of. This tree was supposed to be like a blueberry bush or something and did not turn out to be, and somebody had texted in a picture. I'm still trying to look into that. I've been looking on Google here a little bit to identify it.
Yeah, I looked at it also, and I'll be quite frank with you, I don't know what that is.
It looks kind of like fruit. It's not citrus.
It's not citrus.
Because it's a harder, smoother cover.
And it just could be some type of a plant, that you don't want. Some type of, I'm going to say some type of wild fruit tree, if you will. That's not a very scientific explanation. And I apologize. I don't know what that is.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, we'll do some research on that for you and try to determine that. So we may need to.
It's very interesting how large it is and how large the fruits are too.
Exactly.
You planted blueberries there, and yet that's what you got. There was a mix up at the store.
Right, and it could be a blueberry variety that we don't plant in this area. I'm just guessing, and I hate to do that on the garden line, but I don't know.
It's very interesting.
But we may need to forward that picture on to our friends at the Escambia County Extension Service and let them do some research on it to determine what that is. And I know they would do that for us.
Okay.
So we may want to consider doing that, Jenna, so we can get that identified.
That's really good
idea. It doesn't look like it's desirable.
It's not something
that you really want.
I wouldn't eat it.
But no. Oh, no. So
That's not the way to test it.
Exactly. So exactly what it is, I don't know, but we'll certainly try to find out.
You know what? I'm going to show Steve in the newsroom here in a couple of minutes and see
what he has to say.
He's neck deep in work over there.
He's the best newscaster ever. He's also a horticulturist.
Yes. So he'll help us out. Moving on a little bit here on the garden line, we were talking before about weed control. Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So would today be a good day to spray weed killer, even if it's going to rain tomorrow?
Probably not.
Wait a day or two.
Exactly. Because here's the deal. On your post-emergence, in other words, what I've been talking about doing it now, you don't want to water it for 48 hours, maybe even plus a little bit more. But if it's going to rain, you got to understand, take a dollar weed, you spray in that spray on it, and that weed killer needs to stay on that dollar weed. Obviously, if it rains, it's not going to do that. So, no, I would wait and let this rain pass, because it looks like the rest of the week is going to be dry. So you should have plenty of time the rest of this week or this weekend to go ahead and do that. But I would not do it today because of the potential of rain tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Love it. Hey, we've got a flood of questions
coming in,
which is really good. But here, let's do a couple of housekeeping things real quick. So number one, if you'd like to get your question, I promise we'll get to it. We're also coming up on a news break, so we will get to your questions no matter what. Stay tuned. Also, did you know we have a new mobile app that you can download on your phone? So if you feel like, I'm getting out of the car and I'm going to miss the answer to my question, the mobile app will have the live stream. So you throw in an AirPod or your headphones or whatever and listen. You can also catch this podcast later on today in the podcast page. You just click on demand, and not just Pep Talk podcast, but Pensacola Morning News and Pensacola Right Now. And then also national, local news and weather. And then if you have a tip or anything, you can actually record it and send it into our newsroom, and they will get that tip from you. So it's really cool. Lots of power in your hands.
That is cool.
So you just have to go and download News Radio Pensacola. Also, just to remind you, save our number, 437-1620, because when you hear the FSU war chant, the first person that texts in whatever word Mike gives us, you will win a pair of tickets to be able to go see, hopefully, FSU cream Clemson this upcoming weekend on the 15th at their home game. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's hit a couple more of these questions before we head on. All right, quick switch. It's 9:28, which means we're running out of time before we head on over to the news. Let's get to this question, and then Mike has something exciting to share. Okay, it was about the weed. Oh, pre-emergence.
Pre-emergence and jasmine.
Yes.
And monkey grass. Yeah. Yes. There's a product, I think it's called Preem, which is basically a pre-emergence for in ornamentals like that. Like your, some of your basic plants. I think it's only going to be good for your grassy weeds. Probably not going to be good for broadleaf weeds like dollar weed and Florida pusley. But Preem, I think it's available over the counter almost everywhere. So yes, that's a good way to do that.
Excellent.
One other thing before we take a break, we've got to congratulate our neighbors next door in the studio. Right, I can see through the window over there.
Yep, there he is.
Yeah, Brent and Mel.
He blends into the wall today. He's wearing blue.
Who are CMA winners. And
yes,
congratulations for them. That's a big, big deal.
It's a huge deal.
And just congratulations to them. They are pros from the coast.
It's
I'll
well
tell you,
deserved.
They are so good.
They work so hard.
Exactly.
People always ask, do they have clones? And so they're all over the place showing up for the community, not only to have fun, but philanthropically. And Brent has been working so hard for so long. This is very much deserved.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you right now, I don't know if this was part of the award selection or not, but as I go to various events for nonprofits and such as that, Brent will MC many of those events.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you what, he is really, really good at just making everybody feel comfortable, making everybody have a good time, great at fundraising. And so just congratulations to Brent and Mel for that. That is just a terrific honor.
A big day, and we are very, very excited here in Cat Country and News Radio.
Absolutely, as we should be.
Pensacola.
As we should be.
Pensacola Playlist.
Yes.
We are so proud of them. Hey, we've got more questions coming into the Garden Line, so stay tuned. Also, keep your ears perked if you hear that. It's 9:37, just shy of 9:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Some beautiful sunshine on the way today, but we've got some rain coming. And if you're just tuning in, perfect day to ask questions about your lawn, which we do have one coming up here. Maybe I think it's sowing seeds, which you mentioned centipede.
It would be centipede probably if you're sowing seeds. Maybe bahia, but probably centipede. Yes.
Okay. But if you would like to ask a question, 850-437-1620. And coming up, I'm giving away some FSU tickets for the upcoming game this Saturday against Clemson. So if you hear the FSU war chant anytime during the show today, up until 11, you have a chance to win two tickets and get to see them hopefully kick some Clemson booty. Right, Mike?
You better believe it. We will. Like I said, we will be there. I'm looking forward to it.
But I am so excited about what you're about to share.
I am so excited.
So you know, we got a picture of this blueberry
tree with these little fruit, kind of golf ball size fruit.
They're big.
On it. Big.
Yes.
Okay. So with a little research and You're on the Garden Line. Obviously, we learn something. Every time we do this show, we learn something. So I've learned something here. Here's what it is, because we did a little research. It is a Farkle berry, which is Vaccinium arboretum. It's a deciduous shrub. It loses its leaves, in other words. It grows 12 to 25 feet, and the picture we had was very tall. It has fragrant, tiny bell-shaped flowers from spring to summer, followed by shiny, and here's the important word, inedible, bluish black berries. It is a member of the blueberry family, but it has these inedible bluish black berries. The dark green leaves of this small tree turn deep red in the fall. It thrives in partial shade, attracts butterflies, birds, and mammals. So I don't know what mammals.
What?
I don't know about that. Anyway.
They just put mammals? That's hilarious.
Farkleberry.
A Farkleberry.
I don't know who sent us that picture, but thank
from
you.
From Lord Farquaad.
But we appreciate it because we, like I say, it's great to come on the show. I think every show we learn something.
I am so excited, though, that it was named Farkleberry.
Farkleberry.
I'm not going to get over it the rest of the day. You have a treasure there in your yard. Farkleberry treasure. Please
Jenna,
make a sign.
Jenna will be out to her favorite garden center this weekend saying,
looking for Farkleberries.
Sir, I'm trying to find a Farkleberry and to plant in my yard.
I'll tell you, it's never a dull moment here on the Garden Line, whether it's pantyhose, Farkleberries, or armadillos.
You just never know, do you?
You never know, right?
So much fun.
I had a question coming in. Oh, yes. We were talking about resowing the yard. I guess in preparation for putting down new seed for a lawn. But how would you really prepare the soil and what would you add if you need to add anything?
Well, that's a great question. And we need to be sure we're answering the right question. I don't know if they meant when's the best time to sod or seed and what do you do for preparation. So let's answer them both. If you're going to sow lawn seed, the best to do is centipede seed. And you've got absolutely the wrong time of year to do that. You don't want to put any centipede seed out until, I always say, May, maybe late April and May, when the ground temperature is warm, so those seeds will germinate. Centipede seed is not a bad way to do it. It's kind of difficult sometimes to get it going and get it established, but that's what one would do. And if you're going to put centipede seed out, insofar as preparation is concerned, that was the original question, I would do nothing except be sure it's weed, the area in which you're going to put it is weed-free, level, wet, soft, and then sow the seed.
It was my bad. Okay. Auto-correct on the cell phones, right? It's resod.
Okay, resod. Okay.
Still some preparation.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. We were going to go there.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So here's the deal. Resodding. Yes, now is the time to do that. This is a great time to do it. If you're going to put down St. Augustine, same drill, but it's level and flat and soft and all of that stuff, but put in some dolomite lime, about 40 pounds for every 1,000 square feet or so. That's a kind of a lot of lime, but put that in and kind of rake that in and then put down your St. Augustine sod. If you're going to sod with zoysia, do the same thing.
Okay.
If you're going to put down centipede, do nothing except get it nice and clean and level and then put down your centipede. Point is, centipede does not need that lime. It likes our acid soil, a low pH here in Pensacola, but St. Augustine likes it a little, the pH a little higher, and that's what that limestone does. It makes that pH go up a little bit. So that's what I would do for preparation. And if you're going to sod, have at it. It's a good time of the year to do it.
Okay, very good. Thank you for answering both questions, too, just in case. I like it.
There you go.
So informative, so dependable. You're stepping up. Okay, so we're going to not be silly, Jenna. Hey.
Why not?
Stay tuned. Get your ears perked up. If you hear that FSU war chant, Mike, what's the first word that they should text in? The first person that texts in what?
Knowles.
I like it. So if you hear that war chant, which, my ears are itching. I think it might come up here soon. You can text in Knowles to 850-437-1620, and you get a chance to win two tickets to go see the Knowles beat Clemson.
Clemson is
on
number
the
15th. Four.
Number four. Knowles, number four. We're getting off we of a little to, tough streak
and we
here.
We need
so.
To knock off somebody that's ranked like that. And I think we can. We've got the talent. We're at home. It's going to be a great crowd. It's going to be a huge crowd.
There's a lot of gusto going into
this. Oh, no question. It'll be a little crazy out there. It'll be fun.
Oh, hey, here's a little fun tip for you. Our friend Paul with Blue Sky Landscaping, he texted in and said he has a must watch for gardeners. Okay. So if you have Amazon Prime, you have to watch The Gardener about Frank Cabot. He turned almost 95 acres into a garden. Paul said he watched it last night. Beautiful interview and documentary. So it's called The Gardener on Amazon Prime. I'm sure if you can look it up, it might be on something else. So I think that's really cool.
That's great, Paul. Thanks. That sounds fun.
Something to watch
certainly,
tonight.
Certainly do that.
This beautiful evening. So, Mike, do you hear that?
Yes.
Do you hear it? Do you hear it? No?
No.
I don't hear it either. It's all right. Well, we'll try again here in a second. Listen, we do have to take a quick break here on the Garden Line. If you'd like to text in 850-437-1620, I've got a couple of other messages coming in. So just stay tuned. And if you hear that FSU war chant, then first person to text in Knowles to 850-437-1620 wins those tickets. Mike, you hear that now?
I hear it.
There you go. Chop away,
yes,
Mike.
Sir.
Chop
We're chopping away.
Chop away
here. Absolutely. In case you want to stand up and cheer, go for it.
Oh, you guys are great. Oh, my goodness. I have a winner here. I got to get your name. Can you hold on 1 second? I'll get your name, okay? Just, we're doing things live on the Garden Line. And, Mike, it's so appropriate that we're giving away tickets while you're here, okay? I'm very glad this worked out.
I am glad to. Thank you for that.
I wonder if Bobby Rossi knew that when he assigned this to me today.
Oh, I bet he did.
This is so good.
He knows we're Seminole fans here.
Yes, I remember now. Yeah. Okay, this is, yay, Karen Peter, congratulations.
There you go.
You just won tickets this upcoming Saturday. You better warm up your elbows. Right? Warm up.
Both of them. Absolutely.
Yeah, because you can't just keep doing the same one.
Oh, no, no.
No, you'll get a little tired out, and then one bicep will be a little bit too big.
Rotator cuff problem.
Yeah, right. Forever. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get more information from you, but congratulations, Karen. Congratulations you know what? Maybe the chances of you sitting next to Mike. What are the chances?
I hope so.
That would be
awesome. I think
awesome.
That would be so cool.
Yeah. We need to get some news radio Knowles gear made.
We could talk a little Garden Line, during halftime.
I love it. Hey, again, somebody texted in and said, what was the documentary? So it's called The Gardener about Frank Cabot. He turned 95 acres into a garden. I think that's incredible.
95 acres is a lot. I wonder what kind of garden. We'll have to watch it and see.
Maybe he must have spent his whole life doing it.
I think
that's incredible.
He did it by himself, that's for sure.
Hey, and again, congratulations, Karen. Thank you, everybody, for playing. Stay tuned throughout the week, whether it's Pep Talk or Pensacola Morning News or Pensacola Right Now, we give away FSU tickets leading up to the game. So please stay tuned. When you hear that FSU war chant, that means it's time to win some tickets. And thank you for texting in. We've had so much fun. We still have about 9 minutes left. Here is a fun question, and it has a background story. Good morning. I just recently bought a home that was new construction, and the sod they laid down in the backyard is doing great. However, I planted a Montavia. Did I get it right? Montavia. In the corner of my yard, and it died.
Mandevilla. Maybe a mandevilla, you think?
Oh, maybe. Montavia. No. I thought I was doing really good and pronouncing something beautifully. Now I feel a little dumb. However, it died. I'll look it up real quick, okay? Do I need something to add to the soil when planting, or what could have gone wrong?
Well, if it's a new planting, if they just did it, it literally could be suffering from the drought we're in.
Well, what's a good plant then to maybe put back there?
I'm not sure what the sun shade situation is, and are we looking for something tall or medium or what have you. But we do have to be careful very careful insofar as planting when we have this kind of dry weather. And what I like to do to answer that question, Jenna, is to mix a little Canadian sphagnum peat moss in the hole with the sand that we all have. Mix all the peat moss and the sand together. Fill the hole with water first. And that makes, you know, it'll be all muddy and all of that. And put the plant in then. Score the roots. Be sure the roots are loose. You don't want to take a plant out of a pot that has the roots all wound around in there and just very gingerly put it into the hole. You don't want to do that. You want to loosen those roots up. It's called scoring the roots. And then put it into that hole with the peat moss and the sand and backfill with that mixture. And that's a good way to, in my opinion, to assure you go through less plant shock, which you can get when it's this dry and this hot. So that's what I would do. Also, when it comes to watering a new plant, don't rely, in my opinion, especially if it's a tree or a larger plant, on your sprinkler system. It just doesn't get enough water on that plant. Drag a hose out there and let it kind of just dribble on it for an hour or so, a couple times a week, and get some real deep watering in there. And I think you'll have better luck with transplanting out of a plastic container into the soil, especially here in October when it is so dry.
Okay, excellent. She's got full sun back there too. It's our friend Andrea.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you for that, Mike. Thank you for covering for me while I type away over here. Hey, if you have another question, 850-437-1620. Like I mentioned, there is sun coming today, but moisture is coming into the area. I know there's also like some tropical movement in the Gulf Coast or the Gulf of Mexico, and they say it could cause some rain next week, but so far it doesn't look like anything major.
Let's hope not.
But we do try to stay on top of weather coming into the area, especially on Tuesdays here on the Garden Line. And thank you again for playing. I really appreciate you guys. I'll let you know. I'll find out next time tickets are being given away. It should be this afternoon, I'm pretty sure, with Bobby Rossi. But I'll double check with him before we go.
Absolutely. One thing we do need to mention, a couple
It of was things. Amanda Villa.
Amanda Villa?
Yeah, it was. Amanda Villa, sorry.
Amanda Villa is one of my favorite plants.
They love the sun.
I plant one every year, full sun.
Mm-hmm.
It's tropical. I have to replace it every year because, I mean, just a quick freeze and it's gone. So I don't even try to bring it back. But I buy the white one, the white blossoms, and I looked at it this morning. I was in the backyard this morning. It is covered with white blossoms. It's on a trellis because it vines. It's on a trellis, and I've got it right next to a 6-foot fence. And I try to keep it pruned at about 6 feet during the summer, and it is one of my favorite tropicals. I mean, I like hibiscus and crotons and all those, but that Mandevilla is a beautiful, beautiful plant. And you can get different colors, but I just prefer the white. I think it's very, very cool.
Okay. I have a friend, Jack and Maggie, and they have one. It's growing up a power pole, like a light pole.
Really? Yeah,
oh,
it'll do that.
My goodness. It is very tall.
Right.
It's like Jack and the Beanstalk kind of tall.
it'll do that.
Very interesting to me. And yeah, they said we just kind of threw it in there late in the summer, mm-hmm. and it's just taken off. Yeah. So they love the sun, that's for sure.
I wish it wasn't so tropical. I think it would be great if it could, you know, carry over year to year. But I have found personally that it just won't do that. I just buy a new one. My friend Larry out at Pensacola Seed and Garden has some really pretty ones every year. And I buy one of those from him and mine are in a big clay pot, huge clay pot, next to a 6-foot fence with a trellis in the pot. And man, I tell you right now, it does great.
Okay, perfect. Listen, we do have to take a quick break. We're having too much fun over here. Mike, we got to calm down.
Where's the time going, too? What is going on?
When we come back, we're going to just answer a question for Tracy. Our friend Tracy has a question about hydrangeas. So let's take a quick break, then we'll come back. Hydrangeas, and wrap things up this morning on the Garden Line.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource.
Hey, thank you for hanging out with me and Mike this morning on the Garden Line. I absolutely appreciate it. Again, congratulations to Karen, everybody who played. I promise you, I can even give you the number in line that you were in. But if you do hear the FSU war chant, that means we do give away tickets. And so thank you again to Karen. And thank you to Tracy. When do the hydrangeas go away?
When do they go away? They go dormant. they'll go dormant. They'll have no leaves. Be careful on your hydrangeas. Don't get out there and start whacking them back. They don't want to be pruned back that far, okay?
Whacking them today.
No, you don't want to do that. I have to thank Janet for her FSU gift a couple of weeks ago. It kind of fits in with our Seminole theme today.
Yes.
Janet, thank you. I have used it on my barbecue grill. Thank you very much.
Oh, we love her. Thank you again. Tune in next week at 9 for the Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. Stay tuned. I've got more coming up next.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade, weekdays 11 to 1, is News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.